Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up to the show that never ends, 10 p.m. Sunday nights, Indie Circuit, a Radio St. Pete exclusive. This is the Indie Circuit's 75th show. That's like 25 times 3. My name's Mao. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown.
And you know what?
What's that?
I blame it on the Bossa Nova.
Yes, with its magic spell.
That's right.
Nice. So, yeah, 75 shows
of glorious,
glorious independent music brought to you, the Radio St. Pete listeners. So, yeah.
By you.
Us. Me, you.
You,
oh,
me,
yeah.
You, and everybody.
Crazy time,
bringing
man.
It to you. Giving it to you for free. Once again, remember the magic word, free.
I don't know. The is the 75, is that like a... I think milestones are like 50, 100, 150. Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of making up my own milestone because it's just a number, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of thing you get for the 75th anniversary. I know there's like gold and diamond.
75 would be just like a shovel.
Yeah, just like a shovel and some dirt and go, here you go.
You'll be needing this soon, so dig your hole.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Dig your own grave.
Yeah, you know, and then maybe a guitar string or something like that, you know. Yes. Hey, look, you get a guitar string and a soda pop and, you know.
Yeah.
And get to work.
Those are things that are real.
Get to work. Give me 25 more. Give me 24 more and 100 push-ups while you're at it.
Ah, yeah. Boy, no matter what you give, they always want more.
They always want more. Whoever they may be.
The man.
The man. The men. The people.
You know, I know there's like tours coming up where I work in the near future. I'm going to try to go to a thrift store. You know those cheese ball frames? Like the gold ones. The stamped gold that are kind of like total 70s, 80s, whatever. I think I'm going to get one of those and I'm going to put a picture of Godzilla in it, like an original Godzilla picture.
Nice.
And I'll have that on my desk.
You put My Hero or something on it?
No, just that. Like a picture of your loved one, but it'll just be Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla. That's your loved one.
That's what I think I'm going to do.
Yeah, there you go.
I might actually print out that and I'll print out a Chun-Li and I'll just switch those every now and then from Street Fighter. So, you know, I think that's my plan.
Well, and a picture of your cat, and then a picture of yourself, and you go, who are these? These are my heroes, my Godzilla, my cats, and me.
And Chun-Li.
And Chun-Li. It's like, wow, that's great.
And you're like, wow. Yep.
You're really, really something.
And here's your replacement.
That's right.
Ouch. Oh, well, here's some music.
And for more lies.
Here's some music.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Yeah. continuas sempre, deixa o galo for morte. Mas eu na meu seu corpo inteiro, é do tempo.
Through the dark years. I can't help you with what you must soon face except to say that the future is not set. You must be stronger than you imagine you can be. You must survive or I will never exist. That's all.
All right, that was our friends from across the way over in Japan. That was the Stompin' Riff Raffs with Parabellum, Linda, Wicked Girl, and Knockdown.
More rockabilly from other countries that are not the United States.
Yeah, yeah, it's sweeping the world.
It's sweeping the world, except us.
It'll be back around like everything is.
Yeah, it's funny how things go in like a circular pattern, you know, but when it comes back, it's never the same, you know? It's like, it might be new and cool to another country, but with us, it's like, oh, yeah, okay.
No, we just like amp it up and try and be even cooler, and it's always never works.
No, not really.
And it's always like, oh, yeah, this ain't your mama's rock. Billy, we're extreme. You're like, uh-huh.
Yeah, we're extreme
okay,
rockabilly.
Yeah, we got you. All right.
Yeah, we're rockabilly cool. and rap or something like
this
that.
This ain't your mama's, insert whatever
your
title.
Your mama.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's all music, right? Yeah. You know, and then music is what we all love,
boy,
right?
One, you know, Craigslist.
Craigslist.
I always put stuff up on Craigslist. Not always. Oftentimes I have stuff up on there. And I have this really expensive piece of machinery that I put up on Craigslist. And those are hard sells, you know. It's a lot of money, and it's very, it has a very specific market. I wake up, and I see an email, please send me your contact information. And I was like, okay, I could smell scam a mile away on this one. And I was like, are you interested in this, you know, the item for sale? Where are you located? Well, they replied back with where they were located, and I was like, uh-huh, I can show it to you Saturday or Sunday. I'm not at my phone, so I ain't giving it to you.
Yeah, right.
And that was
right.
It. I never heard back from them because it was total...
They're just trying to get your address or something like that?
Or phone number so they can call and talk to me about something like God or politics. I'm like, does anyone think that works? Like let's say
it
this...
It works on old people.
If this scammer gets somebody selling a an industrial jack... usually people that deal with industrial machinery are a little bit angrier and more slick than that. Like, oh, yeah. I'm the one that you want to call to talk about something with. Yeah. It's like, I just don't understand the end game to these things. When they try this, it's like...
They get my mom all the time. I tell, don't answer the phone. She'll just like be paying attention and answer it, and then she'll hang up on. I mean, it's always some robocall or robocop call or whatever. It'd be cool if it was robocop call.
Well, the same thing happened to me. I was mowing the grass, and I took the lawnmower around back, and I see, obviously, a crackhead walking down the street, and I was caught in a rundown.
Nice.
I was caught in a rundown. I was like, I have to close the garage door so they don't steal stuff. But I got to put this thing away, and then I had to listen to the, I had a car accident on my way to my job at Checkers, and I need money for the bus. And I was like, no money, just leave me alone.
Do they work at Checkers?
That's what this guy said, but I was, okay, shaky.
Is that what they put in the Checker burgers?
No, otherwise he'd be at his job. But it was terrible, and I was sad.
All right, I'm glad.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
Uh-oh.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Okay, but on a bit of a serious note, obviously the listeners are all here because they dig on, movies, B-movies, the stuff we like, the stuff we talk about, right? Well, what if there was a way you could get even more?
Like more?
What? More B-movie awesomeness.
That would be amazing.
With a little bit of a spice sprinkled into that.
Spicy, yeah.
Caliente.
Paprika.
Hey, well, I'm telling you what. If you're here listening, then you obviously like the same stuff we do. Well, why don't you go to YouTube on the internet and type in the search bar, type in Creature Feature with Doc and Clown. You can subscribe to the channel. And you'll always get our updated videos. We're always uploading new exciting stuff, almost always. And also, you know, if you're on Facebook, go to the Creature Feature with Doc and Clown's Facebook, and join the group. Then you're gonna get notifications when I put new stuff up, or when I'm lazy and Dr. Morbius, which is often, does the work, and then I upload it. You know, it's just fun for everyone.
That's a great idea. I need to do that.
Go ahead and do that right now. It's fun for the whole family. In fact, here, pause the show, go do that, and then sign up, subscribe, tell your friends, because obviously you all travel in the same circles as us.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, man. Get some listeners. Get some viewers.
You know, sometimes I feel like I'm traveling in a circle and going nowhere.
You spin me right round, baby. Right round. Like a record, baby. Right round, round, round.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Won't you?
They had to keep their hands off girls in order to keep the Army's hands off them. That's the storyline of the darndest, gayest, funniest fairy tale you've ever seen on the motion picture screen. That's the Gay Deceivers in absolutely divine color. The Gay Deceivers stars Kevin Coghlan, Larry Casey, and Brooke Bundy, and introduces the sensational find of the year, Michael Greer. Now, you see, the Gay Deceivers is all about... What? Well, we can't exactly tell you the storyline because it's not for Mom and Dad and the apple pie crowd. But for you groovy cats, it's out of sight. So, is he or isn't he? Only his draft board and his girlfriend know for sure. You won't want to miss the comedy show of many a year, The Gay Deceivers. What kind of a movie is this?
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
swamp's depths, again appears horrifying, mysterious creatures, thirsting for lover's blood. To gratify their distorted desires.
We'll be right back. guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
Hi, we're Rhonda and the Rhonda Itz.
Help me, Rhonda.
Yes, okay, that was Space Party. I played Space Party, The Creature, Spanish Song, and I think Gumshoe. Ugh. Ooh, old age is tough. Forget what you play.
It's the Wonder Years. You wonder what you just did.
I wonder where the heck my brain is. That's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Don't rain on my parade.
Yeah, so we talked about... did we talk about Craigslist? Did we talk about the guy I was caught in a rundown?
We talked about the Craigslist. You're too brave to go on Craigslist. I'm afraid to go on Craigslist.
I don't know. It's one of the weirdest things is, like, if something's very heavy...
Heavy, man.
Or that would cost a lot for shipping. Like, people that bid build that into their shipping, like, build that into their price, so you'll never get, like, if you have a guitar that you know is worth maybe $400, let's say a guitar's worth $400, most likely the bidding will never go above, like, 3.25 because they're already saying, this is going to cost me $40 to get it to me. Where if I put it on Craigslist, I charge $400, they knock me down to $375.
Yeah.
It's kind of win-win. Like, some things I go onto eBay for, but boy, then they charge you so much. eBay charges you a lot of money to sell stuff on
there. Do they really? How much do they take? Well, I don't know. It used to be a quarter.
Oh, I know. It used to be so cheap. Because I sold that one video game, but I got $150 for it.
What, did it take like 10 or something?
It was a lot. It was quite a bit.
Hmm.
Not like half or anything like that. But it's just one of those things where you have to kind of choose. Like because I do a lot of wheeling and dealing. And that's always like one of those things where that's one thing that relieves my worry about job placements and like my future or whatever. I kind of can hustle pretty good where I never do anyone wrong as far as what I buy and sell, but I know how to make money moving stuff. I know how to buy stuff, clean it or fix it, turn it over, make profit. Like, I can kind of do that. Not enough to sustain a living.
Yeah.
But I can do it. I can keep the electric on. I can keep food. So, but it's just picking the avenue of where you want to sell stuff. You know,
I could never
go on Craigslist and say, hey, I have a video game, I want $150 for it. No one would buy it. It's too small of a market.
Right.
You know.
Why don't you start Mao's List?
And charge every a flat rate, quarter.
Yeah, a quarter. Yeah, put anything you
want on here. Someone could dethrone them, but I think Amazon already did.
Amazon's trying to get rid of everybody.
Amazon, for the most part, when you
Amazon's
go on...
Amazon's going against Walmart now.
Huh, they're beating everybody. Because you go on eBay... Let's say, like, okay, like, for this project I'm doing, I'm getting a degassing chamber. Okay? That's this thing that, whatever, who cares? I need it. So I find it on eBay. Then I just go over to Amazon and get it from it's the same people selling it.
Yeah.
I just look which is the better deal. Like, so on eBay, I found it for free shipping. Okay, well, then it's the same price. That's what I'm going to go with. Because
sure.
The other one charges me $40 for shipping. But
sure.
It's just one of those things where they just directly compete with each other. Because eBay isn't an auction site anymore. It used
no,
to be an
to buy it now. Yeah.
They like we society has ruined what it was. There is no free auctions on there. Like, I mean, there's, auctions left
yeah,
up to
yeah.
the market's devise.
There's still a few that I see, but usually it's buy it.
Oh, now. It's all buy it now, or there's a reserve because they're like, well, until you hit what I want for it, you can't get it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's really devolved in a way that's sad
because
auctions are kind of cool and they tell you what something's really worth,
well,
especially on a global scale.
Well. That's my opinions of auctions aren't as cool as you think they are because I stopped.
Well, I never said they were cool.
I stopped eBay a long time ago.
Or did I actually say they were cool? I might have actually said they were cool.
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
because
I was a little overzealous
because of all the freaking sniping and I've heard stories where people have like programs, sniping programs,
oh, yeah.
where like they're built
last second,
the last second to just bid a robo bid.
Yep.
To outbid somebody by a penny at the very last minute. So,
yeah.
But that's why Buy It Now is so big now because people really got angry at like the auctions that was going
it's
on.
Probably.
Or
you know.
So you know everything. But yeah, when I was there in the early days, yeah, the auctions were cool.
I actually made
a couple of friends because they bought some videotapes I was selling, and we became friends and were traded
that's
tapes
cool.
off of eBay. Yeah, but this is you're talking about 2002 or 2001 or something.
Oh, those the early days.
Oh, the early days. Yeah, back when we walked to school in the snow.
Back when I had cartilage in my knees. All right, here's some music
while you
think about that statement and how sad it is.
You know, gold member, I don't think that's something one dude should say to another dude.
Yeah, a little creepy.
Thank you. There's no money in the tip jar. There's no money to pay the bills. There's a spaceship over Tulsa, and they're running for the hills.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
There's a lady in Ohio, and she's praying, don't you know? There's an angel in her backyard, and she's dancing the do-si-do. I guess it goes to show, we fear what we don't know. There's a plague in Venezuela, and the church says, I told you so. It's a long road to redemption. Politicians and bankers know. I guess it goes to show, we really never know. So just let go. So just let go. Just let go. Just let go. So just let go. There's a devil in my driveway, but he's smiling and drinking gin. There's a spaceship over Tulsa, and they're running to get in. I guess it goes to show, you really never know. So just let go. So just let go. Just let go. So just let go. So just let go. Asking is, do you love me? That's all I really wanna know.
Photographic tincture, a melancholy mood, a bittersweet regret. Sometimes I wish that you were just a picture. I could hold you in my arms, you would never walk away. You only just wanna be a fixture in some place you need to be, feeling young and wild and free. And it brings me down. So be so.
I never really met. A silly colored photographic tincture, a melancholy mood, a bittersweet regret. And don't bring me down.
About it, you know, you're just gonna have to figure it out, you know, like we did with the crops.
But how are we gonna figure out about the garbage ambulances and the comedy?
And what about the nuclear reactor in Florida? It's broken, leaking, or something's happening.
I thought it was in Georgia.
Georgia's in Florida.
All right, that was Ricky Wilcox and the Moon Snakes from The Last Day on Planet Earth. I played Spaceship Over Tulsa and Picture. What did you think about that, Weather Cube?
10 knots. Seas 2 feet. Bay and inlet waters light chop. Scattered thunderstorms. Monday, southwest winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 feet. Bay and inlet waters light chop. Scattered thunderstorms. Monday night, west winds around 10 knots. Seas 2 feet. Bay and inlet waters light chop. Scattered thunderstorms. Tuesday, west winds around 10 knots.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, Weather Cube. Not everything's about scattered thunderstorms. When will you learn to love?
Isn't Weather Cube a little obsessive compulsive? He doesn't have much of a conversation. It's all just
if you
want to
know about like slight chops and westerly winds, then he's your hookup.
You know, slight chops, I hate when that happens. I really do. It hurts.
I like
really
like a full-on karate chop. Instead of a slight chop, just more like a nagging, like, ow, oh. Stop that slight chop.
Stop, you're annoying me. You know?
Sometimes the massage person will give you the slight chops across your traps, and that feels nice.
Is a massage person a misogynist?
Yes.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
You know, if only there was a place to go for hours and hours and hours and hours of entertainment. For free.
For free? Nothing's free.
If only there was such a place. Wait, hold on. I have a thought coming into my pea brain. There is such a place.
No, really, for free.
For free. Go to bunchofdorks.com. There, you're going to find three, count them, three podcasts.
You mean people talking and stuff?
Talking into your ear holes and fulfilling your lives and making you think about things like deep, meaningful
That's
things.
Amazing.
Yeah, so go to bunchofdorks.com and click on any one of the three awesome buttons. What are those buttons, Dr. Morbius?
Well, the Slow Robot, a Go-Go, which is, I think, is a movie thing, isn't it? Like B-movies?
It's all B-movies all the time. And other things.
And then there's Two Dimension, the comic book podcast with no direction, which...
It's all filled with comic books and other things.
And no directions.
And directionless.
So you might get lost.
So send them a compass in the mail. They would enjoy it.
And then there's Bunch of Dorks.
The longest running podcast in the history of the known universe.
It's like a hub of entertainment.
It is a hub of entertainment for your ears.
Wow. Okay. And other parts.
And other parts. So go to bunchofdorks.com and click on the buttons and laugh your days away as you slave away in your cube farms.
And now with fuzzy dice.
Nice.
Tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I'll do is I'll start tackling the quarterback, unless he gives the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
Gentlemen, what brings me to my next point, don't smoke crack.
Bit weapon coming up.
Yeah.
Man, maybe not. All right. Hey, we're back.
Yeah.
After that awesome Lawrence Taylor bit from Adam Sandler's
Just
Waterboy.
Just say no to crack, man.
Funny movie. I liked the...
What happened to him?
Yeah, I was going to say, I used to really like his movies. What was the golf one? Happy Gilmore, I thought was funny. The Waterboy, of course.
I think it started, the downhill slide started with that little Nicky character.
Oh, yeah. You know, you were talking about it off air a little bit, how part of the problem is they believe the hype, or they start buying into their own...
They get serious.
Yeah, because we were talking about Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I said, boy, I loved his stuff. I was a huge fan.
Sure.
But then you were like, activism against... Vaccinations,
yeah.
And you're like,
Once they start getting too full of themselves, then, you know, it's over.
Then they're very important, and everything they say is so important, you know.
Once he takes the first dramatic role, you know, then, you know, that's done. It's done now.
So
it's taking
sad.
Himself seriously. It's no more. It's no longer just a funny dude or whatever. Now it's an actor acting.
Oh,
you know,
he was
crap.
So funny.
He probably still is in his spare time.
I think so. I mean, yeah. But
comedy's a weird thing.
It is a very weird thing.
It's kind of like, it has its moments, and not everybody can drag it for centuries like some others can.
No, well, plus you can't, I mean...
Or decades, I should say.
Yeah, but, I mean, even when you go back and look at these ones that I'm mentioning as they're so funny, they're more funny in my memory than they would be when I rewatched them.
Because everybody has their time. Even you know, like, how much, you know, you love, or we love Cheech and Chong, but even they died out after a while, you know. Like,
how much
people
stoner,
got bored out of
how
it.
Much stoner comedy can you put up with?
But then 10 years later, they come back, and they say, hey, look, it's Adam Sandler, it's his guy, he's back, and this is kind of funny.
This ain't your mama's Cheech and Chong.
Exactly.
Hey, man, we're even more Cheech and Chongier.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So, you know, everything kind of like has its... 5-year span, or maybe
the product
six,
lifestyle,
if you're lucky. Yeah,
or a product life cycle. I mean, you know.
Yeah. And then it goes away, and then it comes back 10, 20 years later when a new generation rediscovers it.
Yep.
Or something.
All right, here's some music, and as I promised, 8-bit weapon coming your way.
Yeah, baby.
This ain't your mama's 8-bit. Oh wait, it is. Here it is.
Yo, mama.
Hey. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Dancing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Dumbest team married gentleman with no say you dismayed man but Royce Tower save your us born on Christmas Day to save us home from Satan's power when we were born astray. Oh tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh tidings of comfort and joy. In this wheat and in Israel, in this land and babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, that which his mother Mary did not intend in store. Oh tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh tidings of comfort and joy. From God our heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shed its broad tidings of the same. How certain is me and was born the Son of God by name. Oh tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh tidings of comfort and joy. Till you dismay, remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us home from Satan's power when we were born astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
This place is an untapped resource. I mean, check it out. These vocal jazz girls are hot.
Just like my friend Dr. Morbius / Def Leppard used to say, it's better to burn out than to fade away.
That's right.
That was 8-Bit Weapon. And I brought you a little touch of Christmas in July.
That's right, everybody.
So, you know, pull down the lights and start putting those up, unless you never took them down. So I played for you Jingle Bells, Hanukkah, Joy to the World, and Green Sleeves, and maybe I put in God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, but
yeah.
Again, my brain, you know how that is.
Yeah, it's kind of like the clock on the wall
telling us it's time to wrap it up. So thanks again for listening. This one's been a little bit goofier than some, but that's okay. We're in a comical mood. My name's Mal, with me as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And we'll see you next week, Sunday, 10 p.m., Radio St. Pete, or check us out in the archive section. That's cool, too.